Okay, so up to Reviv Vayera, I want to just to dedicate the learning this morning in honor of my very, very precious Talmud Hillel Kozlov, who was married last night, and to his wonderful Kala Elisheva. They should have great joy and happiness together, and as we know, they will build a bayis neman be Yisrael. The fourth Aliyah Vayera has the second half of the destruction of Sodom, and it's really focused much less on the klal than it is on the prod of Lot's unraveling. And again, the parallels between Lot and Noach are well established and well documented. Of course, you know, after the destruction, this is kind of like a mini mabul in terms of, you know, Sodom, Amora, Adma, Utsvoyim. And there's, you know, a kind of a sole survivor, and he ends up retreating into, not just in the case of Noach as an ohel, in the case of Lod, it's a ma'ara. And there's an involvement of the children, there's acts of Giloy Arayos, there's Shichrus that's involved, right? It's very much a, you know, a similar story about regression after the destruction. But the differences are also very significant. Of course, we know that to get to that point, Noach had to be an ish tzadik tamim, ki oschar ra'isi tzadik lefanai bador hazeh. And in the context of the destruction of Sodom, the Torah is very, very clear. In this context, Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham, Vayishalach es Lod mitoch hafecha, bafoch es harim asher yasha ben Lod. So of course Rashi, you know, tries to bring this back a little bit to Lod's personal zechus. Rashi reflects on the idea that Lod was shosek in Mitzrayim when he could have exposed Avram and Sarah. But the simple reading is, of course, Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham, that it's the zechus of Avram, contra the Noach story, where it's his zechus that he should be able to survive the destruction. So here, the first difference is that Lot really, by all rights, should have been, would have been destroyed with the people of Sodom. And Vatabed Ishto Me'acharav, Vatehi Nitziv Melach, is, you know, an indication of that, you know, as well, right? It wasn't like, you know, Noach Ishto, you know, Uvanav Uneshevanav. That's a second difference, right? We know that the people in Lot's household, you know, some of them, you know, don't make it out. The Chasanav, Ahichim Tzachek Bnei Chasanav, that unlike Noach, who at least in terms of his own household, you know, has, you know, a measure of influence, maybe more than a measure of influence, Lod, it's, you know, an extremely tenuous situation. Even his own wife, right, sees things very differently, dramatized by Rashi in terms of the Avon HaMelach, that she wouldn't even participate in what she called that Minhag Ra, right? So it's a really, you know, very striking contrast between Noach and his family, and, you know, Lot and his family, the way that he was perceived of by his wife and by, you know, sons-in-law, etc. Okay, and then I think the third and most significant contrast isn't just that it wasn't really Lot's zechus that saved him in the first place and the interactions between Lot and his family, but the utter confusion that we see at the interface of Shlishi and Revi, right? Initially Lot asks to go to Tzohar, and, you know, Tzohar is going to be the place where he's going to set up shop. And, you know, the Malachim tell him at the beginning of the Aliyah that, indeed, Kilo Chalasos Tavarad Bo'achah Shama, you know, Lot Bat Tzohara. And then the next thing that we know, we look up and Vayeshev Ba'amara Hu Shtevin Osav Kiare LaSheves Bat Tzohar. Right, that all of a sudden Lot, you know, doesn't know what to do with himself. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know, you know, who to be. And he ends up in the Ma'ara. And what follows in terms of Moav and, you know, Ben Ami, you know, machilin osomi bisaro kol halot achar ha'arayos. So how do we explain this? So I think it's really best explained by a contrast with Noach. You know, Noach, for all of the regression, you know, there isn't this kind of, you know, just deep confusion about who he is. Vayachal Noach ish adama, vayitakarim, vayesh minayayin, vayishkar, vayizgal besocha halo. He knew what he wanted. It wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at that point, in terms of his getting out there and influencing the world. But that wasn't who Noach was. Noach was never an initiator. You know, as we spoke about at the time, vayas Noach, chol asher tzivah Hashem, vayas Noach, chol asher tzivah so elokim kenasa. He was somebody who was good at reacting, but never really good at, you know, taking initiative, certainly not shaping the world. Here we see, you know, by contrast, a man just deeply confused. Should I be in Soar? Should I be in the Ma'ara? Right? V'lo yada b'shechva v'kuma, v'lo yada b'shechva v'kuma. The emphasis on Lot is just somebody who's descended into this deep, deep confusion. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know where he should be. And of course, you know, the shichrus, in some sense contributes to that. In some sense, the shichrus is a product of that kind of confusion. And I think that this contrast really is of profound significance, because this whole process started, you know, Vayisalod enav vayar es kol kikar hayarden kichula mashke vayivchar lo lot es kol kikar hayarden. That, you know, Lot started out by making a very definitive choice, right? He wasn't hesitant at all. He thought that he knew what he wanted. He thought he knew what was good for him. Of course, v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chata'im l'Hashem ma'od. So I think the point that the Torah is making is that what started out, you know, as a kind of deliberate, dispositive choice, this is who I am, this is where I want to be, this is the environment in which I, you know, want to find myself, this is the environment in which I'm going to place myself, right? In the end, you know, choosing these, Shechinim Haraim has an incredibly corrosive impact on Lot, simply as a person. And instead of being a decisive person, Vayivchar lo Lot, Eis kol kikar Yarden, Kichula mashkeh, right? Lot doesn't know where to be, doesn't know who he is. Vayeshev ba me'ara, hu shtevin osav, he's not an influencer in his family, etc. So again, I think that the point is that part of the notion of Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheino, choosing to put yourself in that situation, is that ultimately a person, you know, loses their sense of self. It's not just, you know, that, you know, you're around a lot of people who are doing, you know, very destructive things, but there's a kind of an erosion of self. And by the time that Lot fades from the scene after this most ignominious end, you know, we can fully appreciate how the choice that he made, a very deliberate, premeditated choice, Vayivchar lo lot, Eis kol kikar hayarden, Kichula mashkeh, you know, because of the, you know, mammon that would be, you know, gained there, ultimately it ends up with a complete and utter desiccation of his personality, Velo yada, b'shichva of kuma, he no longer knew, he was no longer capable of making informed choices, is a total deterioration of Lot as a character.